Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Welcome to Doctrine of Truth. This is your host, Bishop Poole. We're here again today to, and wherever you are and our listening, amen, to encourage you again that God is still alive. He's not dead. And we ask you to call in, amen, to all of you, friends and relatives, wherever you are, amen. And we thank you for listening. To be a part, be a special guest, you can dial 1-855-236-2252. 855-326-2252. Amen. A toll-free number. Amen. To have you to be a part, a special guest of our program, and we're always glad to have you wherever you are. Amen. God love you and Jesus love you. Amen. And we'd like for you to express, you give your testimonies and things that you've been going through or whatever, just to share. Amen. To strengthen and to encourage others. To strengthen and encourage others. Amen. Always, we want to give thanks to God. Amen, to be here. And we want to open up with a prayer. A prayer of healing. A prayer of healing. Amen, according to the scripture. Amen, Jesus came in the scriptures. Amen, he said he came in the scripture, was written of him. According to God's word, amen, Jesus is the Lord of my life. Sickness and disease have no power over me. I am forgiven and free from sin and guilt. I am dead to sin and alive to righteousness. Colossians 1:22. Amen. Jesus bore my sins in his body on the tree. Therefore, I am dead to sin and alive unto God. And by his stripes, I am healed and made whole. 1 Peter 2:24. Romans 6:11. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Jesus bore our sickness and carried our pain. Therefore, I give no place to sickness or pain. For God sent his word and healed me. Psalms 107:22, verse 20. No evil will befall me, neither shall any plague come near my dwelling, for you have given your angels charge over me. They keep me in all my ways. In my path is life, healing, and health. Psalms 91:10, 11. Proverbs 12:28. Jesus took my infirmities and bore my sickness. Therefore, I refuse to allow sickness to dominate my body. The life of God flow within me, bringing healing to every fiber of my being. Matthew 8:17, John 6:63. My body is the temple of God. I make a demand on my body to release the right chemicals. My body is in perfect chemical balance. My pancreas secretes the proper amount of insulin for life and health. 1 Corinthians 6:19. Amen. According to the scriptures, Jesus came. Amen. He came, he brought life according to the scriptures. Amen. The gospel according to St. Luke. Amen. In the last chapter of St. Luke, you hear Jesus teaching. Amen. And it's very important. Amen. Because we everything been documented by God. And the holy men have written the word of God. The Holy Spirit had moved upon man. Amen. And notice the 24th verse in the 24th chapter, the 46th verse says, and the 45th verse, let's go back a little bit further. Amen. This one, Jesus was sitting, the disciples were sitting there, and they was all troubled, and it was all perplexed, amen, about, amen, Jesus' reports about he is risen from the dead, and they wasn't sure. And he came through the wall. Amen. He came through the wall, and when he came through the wall, he presented himself. Amen. And they began to trouble themselves. Jesus said, amen. And he said unto them, why are you troubled? And why thoughts arise in your heart? Behold my hands and my feet, that is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit has not flesh and blood, as you see. And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while he yet believed, not for joy, and wondered, he said unto them, why are you here? Do you have any meat? And they gave him a piece of boiled fish and of a honeycomb, and he took it and did eat before them. And he said unto them, these are the words which I have spoken unto you while I was yet with you. Amen. While we yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled. Amen. Which was spoken. Amen. Which was written by the prophets. Amen. And also which were written in the law of Moses and in the psalmist concerning me. Then their eyes was open and understanding him. They understand the scriptures. Amen. And he said unto them, thus is it written, and thus is behooved Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day, and repentance and remission of sins shall be preached in my name among all nations, beginning in Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. Amen. According to the scriptures, according to what's written, according to what God has already given. Amen. Thank you for hearing and thank you for listening. Amen. If you'd like to express your thoughts about, amen, we're talking about, amen, what you have learned, what you have heard. Amen. And we want to make sure that you are able to hear and be a part of everything is written. Amen. Sharing your, sharing what you have learned. Amen. We thank God, amen, for the brother testifying concerning what he have heard and what he have seen over the years. Amen. And God coming in his life. He was a recorder of music and scriptures. Amen. We thank God for the writings, amen, that he has done. You know, God is able to do everything but fail. And we praise him, amen, for looking upon us and helping us each day. Amen. If you desire to be a part of this program, amen, we'd like to hear what you have to say. Amen. And be a part, amen, of things that's going on, that happen in this world. Amen. We have someone else to testify.
My testimony is I came to God very young. My grandmother always kept us in church, and they always told us to believe in God and know God for yourself, and that your leaders should be teaching the things of God. And Bishop Poole has been teaching the Word of God, the real, unadulterated Word of God, telling us how to live a successful life and know God in the pardon of our sin, that we can live in the sight of God and be righteous and to be loving. So you have to be careful, because the Bible says that we have to look at the fruit that we bear. And the fruit of God is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, temperance, meekness, kindness, faithfulness. And if you know that you're following leaders that don't have those characteristics of God, then you might have to check yourself and come back and say, maybe I need to be looking for another church. Maybe I need to be looking for another leader. Because people that don't have the characteristics of God, chances are not the real men and women of God. So you have to be careful about who you're following and who you're listening to. If they're not preaching the Word of God and also carrying and producing the fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5, then go back and reassess.
Praise the Lord. Amen. We thank God for those testimonies, and it's very important. We think it's not important, but amen. Who have been teaching you and who have been guiding you, amen, can you see the fruits of your labor, amen? Can you, are your life, are you stressed out, amen? Are you being stressing over material things? Are you concerned about the things of this world more than the things of God, amen? That's why it's so important, amen, to learn what Jesus taught us. Amen. And he left it for his disciples. He passed it down. He passed it down to all his disciples. And it's important, amen, to know who is and who had put you on the direction of Christ. You might not think it's very important, but when things begin to happen in your life, problems begin to happen in your life, and you really don't know why you're toiling so, and you know, people say, oh, you shouldn't have been worrying. Once you come to Christ, all the trouble is gone. You know, oh, all the trouble is gone. Once you come into Christ, amen, you always have finance. Amen. Well, let's examine that. Someone can call in. Amen. Let's examine that. Let's see whether or not that's true or not. Because of the fact, amen, we live in a world, amen, we live in a world where there's problems. There's climate conditions. Amen. There's problems in the homes. And if you might not have, like it was before, amen, people was beginning to worry why about guns, you know, people being shooting each other, contamination in the water, in the food. They always, every now and then you hear recall. Recall or not recalling cars or recalling certain foods. And you have been following that doctrine. Someone have taught you that when you come into Christ, amen, you never have any problems. You never have any conditions. You never have a situation. Well, What about it? What you think about it? But it's important to know, amen, what the Bible says. It's important to know, amen, what the Bible says. Jesus did not take us out of the world. You know, that was one of the shocking things when I read. To me, it was shocking. To others, it might have been a young person in Christ. Amen. It really... that's why I say it's according to the scriptures. what Jesus had written, and he had holy men had written, amen, and gave us the word to follow. And we find here in the book of Romans, and I had to learn to evaluate this scripture and also, amen, constantly look at it and understand. In Romans 8 and 28, say, and we know that all things work together for good for those that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Amen. Whatever you're going through, amen, God's going to work it out. God is going to work it out. Amen. He's able to take, amen, the unwise things of the world. Amen. God is able, amen, to take situations and to take problems and work it out. Amen. Everything worked together for good for those that love the Lord. Now, we live in this world, and God wants us to stay in this world to be a witness for him, to be a witness for him. Amen. He's not going to take us out of this world. St. John, the 17th chapter, he said, I pray for them. And he's talking about his followers, his believers. Amen. He said that, I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but from them which thou hast given me, for they are thine, and all mine are thine, and all thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee, Holy Father. Keep through thy own name those who thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou givest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost but the son of perdition, that the scriptures may be fulfilled. And now I come to thee, and these things I spake in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in them. I have given them thy word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that they should be taken out of the world. Now, here's the earth-shaking thing. I thought it was for me, but amen, I was, you know, glad to be saved, glad to have Christ in my life. Amen. That hole that was in there has been, you know, filled up, and I don't feel alone. I don't feel deserted anymore. Amen. I feel I have a purpose for living. Amen. And this scripture here, when reading this scripture, he said, I pray that thou should not take them out of the world, but thou should keep them from the evil, that they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Amen. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is true. Amen. God is the word. He is truth. Amen. He is loving. He's kind. He's always there. He's always with us. Amen. God's word. God's word. God's word will never pass away. Heaven and earth will pass, but his word will never pass away. Amen. Amen. If we have any callers, you can call in. We have a toll-free number. Amen. It's 1-855-236-2252. 1-855-236-2252. And just press 1. Amen. On your phone. Amen. Wherever you are. Amen. And we'll have you to, amen, be a part of this wonderful program. Amen. Who been teaching you? What have you been living off of? What direction have you been going in? Amen. And where did you get the information from? Amen. Where? Amen. Somewhere. Amen. In your lifestyle. Somewhere in your walk. Amen. Someone has implanted some seeds, some directions in your life. Amen. I want you to notice something here. Amen. It's pertaining to marriage. Amen. And also pertaining to what God had given in the beginning. In the beginning, Adam and Eve, God told Adam, amen, he told Adam to name in the book of Genesis, amen, God gave Adam a commandment, and he told Adam, amen, to name, and he commanded Adam, amen, to name the animals and dress the garden. Amen. Adam was doing a great job. Adam was involved in agriculture. Amen. He was involved in horticulture. Amen. He knows God gave him that ability. God gave him the instinct. God gave him the ability, amen, to work with the ocean. Amen. Work with the fish. Because God gave man dominion over. Amen. The garden and everything, like he told Adam to name, amen. And Adam began to name different plants. Adam began to name different animals. Adam began to name, amen. And in the afternoon, the Bible says that God would come down and visit Adam and begin to fellowship with him. And, you know, God being such a good God and he knows everything, and he saw that Adam was doing a great work, amen, because God created Adam in his own image, his own likeness, and he began to constantly fellowship with Adam and looking at Adam and, you know, fellowshipping. But the thing about God, he knows your condition. He knows what you need, amen. He knows what you need. And the Lord said, amen, we're reading from the second chapter of Genesis, and God said, it is not good that man should be alone. Now, it is not good. Now, it's not that Adam wasn't doing the job properly, what God gave him, amen, to control, to properly handle the trees, the animals, amen, the landscape, amen, the environment. It wasn't that. It was the problem was with God that he saw about Adam was that Adam was wearing himself out. Amen. You might say today that he was stressing himself out. Amen. In the afternoon, the Lord can see not only out part, but God see the inner man. Amen. And during that time, Adam, amen, he was body, soul, and spirit. Amen, and God can look clean through him. And he saw Adam, he was concerned. Man is doing a great job, but he needed help. He needed help. And God had realized that he had to find, amen, a companion for Adam of his own kind. Amen. He could not give Adam a tree, because tree reproduce of his own kind. He could not give him animals. Animals reproduce of their own kind. Amen. And fish, fowls of the air. So the Lord, amen, as he looked and God looked on Adam, amen, he realized that he had to make, amen, out of the ground, amen, God had to form Adam a helpmate. He put Adam to sleep, in a deep sleep, and he took a rib from Adam, you know, of his own kind, of his own kind. Amen. And he made Adam, from Adam, he made woman, man to woman. Not because that Adam could not do the job. I want you to listen now, listen. Adam did the job. Adam can drive. He can cook. Amen. He can clean. He can paint the house. Amen. He can build. He's an engineer. He's an architect. He's a doctor. He's a lawyer. Amen. You name it, Adam can do it. God gave that to him. Amen. He controlled everything. God, because God made Adam in his own image, in his own likeness. God did not make Adam crippled, did not make Adam without any wisdom or knowledge or understanding. He gave all that to Adam. He had the knowledge of God. And all Adam had to do was ask God if he thought. But God would tell him, Adam, you named it. Whatever you say, Adam, I'm with you. Whatever you say. And God gave man that ability. Whatever you say is going to come to pass. Amen. The word of God will move and work. So Adam had someone that was specialized. A specialist came forward from Adam, already gifted, already adaptable, and amen, already approachable, amen, already able-minded, amen, and already positive for Adam. And God said, now, both of you all, I want you to be fruitful and multiply, amen, of your own kind. And I want you to subdue the world, take care of the world. Y'all work together as one. Work together as one. Don't destroy the other one. Don't hurt the other one. I'm paraphrasing now to give you some understanding. That God made the woman, amen, for Adam. And they both are compatible and to help one another. They are both able to help one another, to encourage one another. Amen. To stand by each other's side, back to back, toe to toe. Amen. God made Adam and Eve and put them in the garden for his glory. But one thing about God, and one thing that he knew, and God allowed man, amen, to be tested. He didn't have to do it, but he told them. He let it be tried. Amen. He let them be tried by the serpent. The serpent was kicked out. Amen. Lucifer was kicked out of heaven. Amen. The angel threw him out. He was evicted. And he came to earth. Him and his running partners. They came to earth to destroy everything God done. That's why God said, let there be light. In the beginning of time, he said, because they came out of, amen, they came out of the third heaven, amen, they came down and it was thrown out, became the earth, they came to the garden, they began to tear up everything, amen, and God spoke, said, let there be light. And the Bible said that was light, and the word of God began to move, make correction, amen, and he put Adam in there, but he allowed the serpent, he allowed Satan, amen, which is what Satan took on the body of the serpent, testing Eve. God, love always be tested sometimes. Love can be tested. And God allowed that, amen, Adam and Eve to be tested. He allowed it to happen. Amen. So what has been taught to you, amen, that you're never going to be tempted? That's what we're talking about. What you've been taught, that you never will be tempted, that the woman don't need a man, the man don't need a woman. What are you living off of? What's your teaching? Who's been teaching you? Amen. According to the word, according to the scripture, amen, God allowed certain things to happen because he knows all, he sees all. Amen. That's when, and Jesus was tempted in the wilderness. And that's why Jesus has all the power because, amen, when he come in our life, he knows how, amen, to guide us around what is going on with you. He knows what's going on with you, amen. He give you the ability, amen, to resist. He give you the ability. Yes, Adam and Eve and the enemy, amen, and Satan, what he did say, and he deceived man. And Jesus said in these last days, be not deceived. That's the biggest weapon that the enemy goes on with now. He brings deception. He twists and he turns the scriptures. He turns them. He twists them. Amen. If you don't be careful, you get caught. And now, if it wasn't the scripture, what else could he lose? use all of God's people. They have a Bible. They have God's word. They living off of God's word. That's why it's very important. You hear me all saying all the time, amen. What Bible are you reading? What Bible are you studying? The Bible says study. Study to show thyself approved unto God. Amen. Not only that, but you yourself, you know how you study to create a problem or study to handle things? It's important, amen, that you study. Amen. You study the situation. So the enemy, he came in the word. He came in the word. Even in the garden, he began to twist words. Amen. Oh, for God does know that in the day that you eat thereof, your eyes shall be open, and you shall be as guards, knowing good and evil. Now, what is that? What is that? Eve would have picked it up right away. If he'd have used any other words, any other tone, doesn't matter. Eve would have picked him up. I don't care what accent he would have used. Eve would have picked it up right away. No, but he used Eve accent. He used God's word. Amen. And presented a case towards her saying, oh, God does know now. He know, but you're going to know much as God know today. How many people that you know today know the difference between good and evil but making bad choices? How many people that you know today, amen, they knew that was the right choice, but it was camouflage. It was covered up. And that's what deception is about. Deception covers, amen. Have you been deceived? Have you been deceived? Have you been taught something and you find out that, oh, I really didn't believe this. I really didn't understand this, but I thought the woman could be the head of the man. I thought woman was here before man was here. And I'm not a slave. I'm not a someone that I got my own career. I got my own place in life. Amen. But that's not it. Not according to the scripture. Woman is wrapped by man's side. Woman is already gifted from the scripture. She's able to adapt from the scripture. The Bible says she has, amen. God told Adam, amen. God said, I'm going to make a helpmeet for him. I'm going to make somebody. God created from the dust of the ground, from his own kind, brought forth Eve. A specialist, a specialized. You know, many specialists today, amen, where you go today is not like it used to be. Amen. You got a specialist this, a specialist to change the tire, a specialist to cook your egg, a specialist, amen, to hook up your computer, a specialist to drive. Oh, all kind of specialists today, amen. They thought this was new. No, it's nothing new under the sun, amen. The woman is a specialist, amen. She came forth to be a help to Adam, already equipped. Amen. Adam can do it. Man can do it, man. Yes, you can, man. You can cook. You can clean the house. You can wash. You can wash clothes. You can drive cars and trucks with two hands if you need to be. Amen. Hey, yes, sir. Yes, sir. You can do it. But that's not the point. That is not the point that God brought you, amen, a help me. That's not the point. God wants you to do a good job. That's what he's all about. He's a fruitful and a positive and a very wise businessman. Very wise businessman. Amen. Two is better than one, Proverbs says. Two is better than one. Even Jesus said, when two or three come together in his name, there he'd be in the midst. Amen. So two is better than one. That's why God brought Eve and have a hammer, a scope, amen, a pencil and paper, a ruler, amen, her binoculars on, and syringe in her back pocket, you know, whatever. Whatever Adam was needed, Eve would do it. She can think of, you know, say, Adam, What you gonna do today, honey? Well, honey, I think we got to go down, amen, and get these elephants right. They going over in the giraffe area. I think we're gonna have to put up a fence. All right, no problem. All right, let's do it in the morning, no problem. We got it solved. Well, I ain't no slave to you, Adam. God didn't tell me to do that. I went down to the serpent house and the serpent told me, don't do nothing unless I don't want to do it. No, Eve didn't stress Adam out. No, he didn't. No, well, Adam, get on out of here. I don't care, Adam. The day is my day off. Tomorrow I'm going to the hairdresser. Tomorrow I'm going shopping. Tomorrow is my day off. No, I don't think Eve said that either. I'm sorry. Amen. So what it is? What is stressing you out? What's the problem? Have you been taught something like that? Well, we have an 800 number. Amen. It's a toll-free number. And if you want to be a part of this program, if you have something to say, you can dial, just press 1. Amen. You can be a part of this conversation. Amen. Maybe you have covered something. Somebody have told you something that, amen, that you want to share. Amen. We'll learn from each other. We'll learn from each other. We're always able to learn. Bible said in Proverbs, amen, in the multitude of counselors, there is strength. Amen. Amen. You made a bad decision. Well, wake up. God bless you. Everybody made a bad decision. Look at this economy. Look at this economy. Amen. Amen. What done happened? We have some bad situations going on. We have some problems going on. Amen. People are making bad decisions and they're standing by it. And it's affecting others. And you know what? They're about themselves. But for God's people, and that's so very important. That's why we're here, for God's people. Not only that, for those that are just new in Christ. You know what? You will have a bad hair day. No hair, some hair, and whatever your hair you put on, you're going to have somebody, it's going to rain. It's going to rain in your life. It's going to rain outside, and it's going to rain inside. Amen. But know what? God is with you. That's one thing that you're going to learn to share and cherish all of your life. Amen. That God, amen, you appreciate that somebody's there. You appreciate that somebody is there. He's with you. Amen. And over the years, you thought you was by yourself. And this is where practice come in. Practicing God's word. Applying yourself to God's word. Amen. Working at it day in and day out. Now, always come to Christ and stay with Christ. Always be involved with positive situations. Be involved with positive people. Amen. Because when Christ come in, he moves out things. Oh, yes, he does. Christ come in your life, he moves out things. Notice this in the book of St. Luke. Amen. In the 11th chapter. And God always is able to make a correction in your life. Amen. Notice here when Jesus said that, he said in the 21st verse, when the strong man keep his palace, his goods are in peace. But when a stronger, then he shall come in unto him and overcome him. He's taken from him all his armor within he trusted and divided his spoil. He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathers not with me is scattered. For the unclean spirit is gone out of a man. He walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and findeth none. He says, I will return unto my house whence I came out. And when he cometh, he findeth swept and garnished. Then goeth he and taketh to him seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there, and the last day of that man is worse than the first. Now, his scripture is scripture, and it's documented that once you come to Christ, amen, it's best to stay with him. Adam and Eve was tested. God allowed them to be tested, and the day and time, the enemy, amen, he come to bring all type of temptation and all type of situation, amen, to confuse your thinking that what you have chosen, the lifestyle, the new lifestyle you have chosen, will not work. It will not work. Now, we don't know. Maybe there's some theologians can come on the now in the program and explain to us what was the length of time between Adam and Eve when they have eaten of the tree and God came in and God had, amen, put them out of the garden. Now, sin put God, allowed that to happen, and they followed the teaching of the serpent. Now, watch this point. Now, Jesus is teaching here in the Gospel according to Luke. He said, when a man accepted Christ, man and woman accepted Christ, Lord, come into my heart, amen, I realize now I need a change. I'm tired of the lifestyle I'm going through. There's nothing positive about this. Always some downsizing. And I'm always going through negativity, and I can't find anybody positive. Amen. So what is happening here? And you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you begin to follow the teaching, going to church, being among those believers, amen, that follow the Word of God and the teaching of the Word of God. And here comes, amen, a testing time. Might be finance, amen, it might be health, whatever that the enemy can use, family, whatever he can use to discourage you. And the discouragement is that the information they gave you that, oh, you should not have gotten sick since you're a Christian. Oh, you should not have gone through the financial burdens since you're a Christian. Oh, you know, we can go on and on, whatever it was. And you decided, amen, on the information you have received, that they're right. You decided, you know, they're right. And it's good to be around positive people. It's good to be around positive people that can help you and direct you. But all of a sudden, you find yourself slacking up. You stop assembling yourself. You stop fellowshipping, amen, on and off the church, out of the church, being with people. You stop being in the prayer band. You stop calling. And now you forget about, you have to be a watchful, a watchman of your own spirit. In other words, you don't allow things to come in your thinking. And that's where the warfare is, in your mind. And the enemy desires to come in and just bring negativity again. He want to bring fear. He want to bring worration. And this is what Jesus is saying here, amen, that when you leave him, and decide that you don't need Christ. You don't need to go all the way or totally commit yourself to Christ. When Christ does come in your life, he cleans you up. In other words, he brings God, like Paul told Timothy, God has not given us the spirit of fear. Whatever the strong habit or strong situation in your life, amen, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. Now you got a sound mind, and all of a sudden, you know, you hear this say, well, once saved, always saved. you can do anything and still go to heaven. Well, not according to the scripture now. What's happening here is that your thinking going to be bombarded because you're not reading the scriptures anymore. You're not praying anymore. You're not fellowshipping anymore. You either got to be for God or against God. There's no in-between. And the devil and the enemies, and these fallen angels, you know, they present these things, these holidays and different things, and these different movies, the fear movies, and these movies about the dead, and all of these things, Walking Dead and all of that. Amen. They just want to get in your thinking. Amen. But the enemy is looking for dead spirits. He's like a buzzard flying around. He's a scavenger. He's looking for those that don't have life in them. He's looking for those that have dead spirits. Because if they're without Christ, they don't have a live spirit. They have a dead spirit. He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. The little Jesus you have is better than all the world and all the things of the world. Amen. Jesus said, what a profit a man, he gained the whole world and lose his soul. Amen. The storms and rumors of wars and people walking on the jobs, shooting up people. They have lost their mind. All of them, if you can examine this, they heard sounds. This last man that was shoot up the Navy Yard, he said airways was destroying his mind. And the other ones, they all examined him. They told me now they were psycho, you know. They were loco. They was out of their mind. And they want asylum because now they're out of their mind. Can you imagine if they were not in God's mind? Because Paul told Timothy, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. Jesus come that we might have life and more have it more abundantly. God's people bring life. They bring positive attitude. Amen. So if he had the mind of God, he would be what? Handing out money, handing out clothes, handing out food, want to help people. Because his mind will be about Christ, and Christ is about life. But when the mind is not about Christ, it's about death, killing, and shooting. Amen. Jesus said that he come that they might have life. You say, but the thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So they have a mind of the thief. Amen. They have the mind of the world. They have the doctrine of the world. Amen. The enemy, the fallen angel of that come down to destroy this world, he doesn't like human beings, and he's teaching the human beings to kill human beings. That's his doctrine of death, fear, warration. He come to steal, kill, and to destroy. Now, why he destroying the world? Because what? We are none of his. Even though, watch this now, even though they are not men and women that follow in the doctrine of God and Christ, but because they can be Hindu, Islam, Scientology, they can be Jehovah's Witnesses, they can be holiness, they can be Pentecostal, they can be Protestant, they can be Catholic. But the image of that person, the image, we have the image of God. And when the angel, fallen angel, look at you, it's just like a hunter laying out in the woods. He camouflaged himself and he's got a gun. And he's looking for the deer to come down. He's quiet. He don't care what kind of religion that little animal has, the bear, the bull, whatever he's hunting, elephants, lions, whatever the hunter is hunting. Amen. He doesn't care if they can speak or talk. Amen. He want that animal. Amen. And you have to understand this, and we, amen, have to understand that God is trying to protect us through, amen, the world is fallen. And what's going reaching, weeding havoc in this world, all the killing and all the shooting, it killing up each other. Killing up each other. Humans killing humans. Not humans not killing angels. Humans are killing humans. So what? Listen, though, why, what make humans kill humans? Fallen angels, fallen doctrine. They've been teaching the world to hate one another, to kill one another, to steal from one another. But God brought what? Love, kindness, peace, happiness. Amen. He was saying, let us help one another. Let us heal one another. Let us bless one another. Let's encourage one another. If you see your brother down, pick him up. Amen. Whoever they are, what language it be, doesn't matter. You know, when a hurricane hit now and a typhoon hit in other countries, you know, the tsunami, the world rushes. People just rushes to help. They don't care who they are. Amen. They know they're human. Amen. They know they need help. The children, and it doesn't matter if they need food, we just rush over to help. Amen. Help life. We hate to see people suffer. Amen. But because what? Human beings love human beings. Because that's God. God loves his people. And very, no, John 3:16, because God loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. We're about over here, and if you want to talk about it, amen, let's push one on your phone. Amen. We were happy to have your input. Amen. This is a toll-free number. You can call, amen, about what teaching have you been following? What teaching have you been following? You can dial 1-855-236-2252. 1-855-236-2252. Amen. So regardless of what's going on in your life, God wouldn't be God if he's not able to have power through his Son, Jesus Christ. Jesus came that we can have life and have it more abundantly. And God gave everything unto Jesus Christ, and Christ, amen, gave power to the church. He gave power unto the church. He came and he forgives sins. He forgives sin. Jesus forgives sin. All sin are forgiven except the sin of blasphemy. Amen. In other words, you talk against God's Spirit, but all sins are forgiven. Amen. You talk against Christ. We know many were brought up by cursing Christ, cursing his name, using his name, writing his name anywhere and everywhere. Until we come into the full understanding, amen, that was wrong. Cursing is wrong. You know, using God's name in vain, that was wrong. And until you come into that understanding, amen, you really didn't know. But once you come to that understanding, you ask the Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. I'm sorry. I didn't know. I didn't know. Because the Bible says, tell us what? Search the scriptures. Search the scriptures. Amen. For you think you have eternal life, for they are they which are written and testified of Jesus Christ. Amen. You got to search the scriptures. Search the scriptures. And when you come into the hearing, come into the understanding, amen, you still have to work your way and practice what you have learned. Practice what you learn in Christ. You got to begin to practice. Amen. Being in the right people, being among the right people, going to the right places, that's still a part of living. That's still a part of living. You can't be a hermit. You can't hide out from the world. You don't want to be a part of contact of the world. But God will give you the power over. That's what practice is all about. Amen. You practice, you read the word, you study the word. Amen. The Bible says, follow peace with all men. And then the psalmist say, pursue it. Well, Bishop, you don't understand. This person don't want to get along with anybody. Well, you pursue it. Then it's out of your hand. You have to put God in the plan. You have to throw it. You have to, like Adam and Eve. And Adam said, well, Lord, it wasn't me. It was a woman you gave me. You gave me this woman, and she caused the problem. And the Lord said, well, and Eve said, oh, no. Oh, no, you're not going to put that on me. No, you're not going to put it. It was the serpent. It was the serpent. He's the one who created the problem. Well, you know, if we turn around in a nice Revelation-type way, and you read and study the Bible and say, well, I found out that God says that he's Lord of all my life, and I have given him my life. And you can sit down like Philippians 1 says, Lord, you know, Lord, I'm going to thank you for this situation. I don't like it. I do not like it, honestly. Lord, I don't like it. I don't want to be in it. You know, you got to be honest with God because he knows your life. He can read through you anyway. You know, and say, Lord, I don't like it. I don't understand it. But I'm going to thank you for it because the Bible says so. Philippians 4 says, in all things give thanks. And I'm going to give thanks for it. I'm thanking you. But I don't like it. I don't like it. I don't want to be here. I don't want to be involved in this. But, you know, you're leading me through this. Now, give me strength. Give me strength to overcome it. Give me strength and understanding to deal with it. That's what Paul told Philippians. Paul told Philippians 4 and 4. He said, be careful for nothing, but everything by prayer and supplication. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Amen. Let him know. Let God know. Then once you let God know, amen. And Paul told Philippians to say, listen now, the peace of God, which passes all understanding, said, keep your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. We got to talk to him. We got to bid to him. We got to call him up. If you've been around people, say, I'm going to call the factory. Give me the supervisor. I got to talk to somebody because I'm not going to deal with this. Well, talk to God about it.